Hello, this is Ken Ferry with this week's Boots in the Field Report. With the unseasonal warmth in many places and the dry weather, we're getting some questions from guys wondering about spring strip till or zone building. One question is from southeast Minnesota. They're on the dry side. His soils, CECs range from 22 to 26. In other words, he's, you know, heavy clay. They're able to get some turkey litter spread and have some compaction where the litter was piled and on the headlands. The grower took out his zone builder, which is in 30-inch spacings, and ran it up 16 to 17 inches deep. He got good lift and fracture without blowouts above ground and no smearing below ground. His question was, am I drying out the soil on what looks like a dry year, or is he making his soil so roots can go down? Similar questions from growers putting on spring anhydrous and commenting that the strips are looking better than what they did last fall. For the Minnesota grower, you may be choosing between the lesser of two evils, planting in compaction or the risk of it drying out. Based on my past experiences, I would recommend staying away from building zones with a knife in the spring. Too many times I've seen this lead to stand establishment problems. If it doesn't rain, you could be out of water down to the depth that you tilled. Without some freezing and thawing, spring strips can have air pockets that don't settle back down before planting, causing the seed bed to have a false bottom that seed can drop into, especially if we're running a seed firmer. In that case, what we find is late emergers, and they're planted deeper than the planter setting. If we plant into the unsettled zone, and then we get rain causing the zone to settle, we often end up with corn down in a valley that may cause it to be planted too deep, giving us depth issues, stand issues. Spring strip till issues are less in the sandier or silt loam soils, worse in the heavier clay soils, similar to what the grower in Minnesota is farming. My recommendation for the Minnesota grower would be to only do the areas of compaction to be safe so we don't fight a tough seedbed this spring. If those strips dry out before planting, I would try to plant between the strips even if it's compacted. A couple of slow, larger rainfall events will settle the soil and lessen some of the issues. But I don't think I would count on that. For you Minnesota guys, you're having a hard time finding rain lately. Strip tilling with anhydrous in the spring on clay soils has the same issues with air pockets and drying out the seed bed. The air pocket issue can be improved by refreshing the strip ahead of planting. Spring anhydrous strip till has also the potential to burn later in the spring. I have seen February applied anhydrous in strip till ding corn before on a dry year. The problem with anhydrous burn is that in some cases it can hurt germination, but it's more likely going to burn roots when they reach the core if it doesn't calm down before the roots get there. When anhydrous is applied to the soil, it'll swing your soil pH to near 14. That pH will kill everything in its path, from soil biology to live roots. When this happens, the plants are usually at that B4, B6 range, and they start to show the stress. At this point, there's nothing you can do but ride it out or replant. What will it take to tame down this high pH core? Is water. 2 to 3 inches of water will safen things a lot. You do have time on your side. We don't need that 3 inches before we plant, but we do need it before the root system reaches the anhydrous core in your soil. The drier it is, or the higher the rate of anhydrous, the bigger the risk. We would like to see 3 weeks between anhydrous and planting to reduce the risk of burn, but we really need water. With today's auto steer, we can safely apply spring anhydrous and then turn around and plant between the gas strips the next day. Planting right on top of them is when the risk shows up. If you're spring ammonia or spring strip till, and we don't get enough rain to settle or calm down the anhydrous core, you may want to plant between your strips. Those of you who are helping us track cutworm activity, let's go ahead now and put those traps out. Again, a good place to put them is near cover. So grass, fence rows, cover crops, wheat fields, good place to put those traps out. Anyone needing VRT population maps for spring, let the office know sooner than later so we can get those maps made on time. A number of growers have signed up acres for the high resolution program that we talked about in the second meeting, as well as the virtual farm visit. Anyone interested in either, let the office know so our GIS crew can get those fields prepared. Our crews are going hard at the spring testing, so if you haven't turned in your orders for spring or summer testing, let's get that done before things get wild. To stay up to date, check out our website at croptechinc.com and subscribe to our podcast, Boots in the Field Report. Keep her safe, keep her moving.